We have the four seasonal art walks. It's just, it moves kind of quickly from the spring to the summer to the fall one.
The Hayes Arts Council's summer classes are on the way, along with other summer activities. Executive Director Brenda Mader stops by to share the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We've just wrapped up, I mean, those great projects that we've talked about last time. Big Creative Writing Awards ceremony and reception, the Famous Figures countywide competition, opening the Smoky, the Spring Art Walk, trying to, you know, prep summer classes. It has been crazy. That's what I was saying. I finally got an album up last night highlighting the Spring Art Walk, which, you know, happened there at the very end of April, and sitting there waiting to get those albums finalized for Famous Figures and Creative Writing and the Smoky. I'm just getting the website almost wrapped up so I can finally get that page live, because the Smoky's just, I mean, it's grand. Before we even go into some of the stuff upcoming, it opened at the end of April, but it's up until June the 3rd, and it's a really, really good show this year. People who've been coming in have just been really enjoying it. It's a very interesting show. It's very bold. There's some, you know, some things you don't expect to see in it, but not like in just these, you know, like, oh, I don't like that, or off-putting. There's a lot of curiosity and engagement and interest. And like I said, it's a very bold, colorful kind of a show. And so I'd encourage people to come by and see it. I mean, there's painting and collage and sculpture and ceramics and these exquisite porcelain little thing pieces that are just incredible, this assemblage, and some beautiful photography, and even this one reed and tissue light up a frog kind of lamp thing. Just really unique and interesting. And so, yeah, come by and see us. We're open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. officially. I'm there, you know, a couple hours before that, and usually a couple hours after. The lights are on, come in, it'll be unlocked. But, and then Saturday is 10 to 1. And it's really a show worth seeing, very, very much. But yeah, that was a big part of, you know, the last few weeks' activity. So, but so much more, just getting ready to hit the ground running. Of course, we had an amazing turnout for the Spring Art Walk. And first, I'm just going to get it out of the way. Won't talk about it too long. We'll hit it a little bit more later and stuff. But the Summer Art Walk is already Friday, June the 16th.
Oh, wow.
Because we go along spurt. And a lot of communities do first Fridays, you know, and things, which means that these things roll around even faster. We have the four seasonal art walks. It's just, it moves kind of quickly from the spring to the summer to the fall one. Then there's a break for winter and then a longer break till we get back to spring. But Friday, June the 16th, that one will be on a Friday night. It will be at least a three and a half hour art walk. Haven't decided yet based on what we all get, but I'm already getting emails and information from folks who want to be on, you know, the art walk. Big Brothers and Big Sisters has contacted me, and the Cancer Council, and an MFA show at Fort Hayes. So we've already got some great things lining up, not to mention, excuse me, what we'll be having at the Arts Council. But if you want to be on the Arts Council as a location, as an artist who says, I've always wanted to set up for something like that, there is no fee. It's not a difficult process. We can even help if you need easels and pedestals or you know, whether tabletop or standing. We can even assist with things like that. So definitely get in touch. The Hayes Area Young Professionals is, again, planning on one of their sort of family-oriented parties in the pavilion with music and activities and all that kind of thing. And they've been doing that for the last couple of years. So Friday, June the 16th, but get in touch with me within the next couple of weeks if it's something you want to participate in. If not, just keep watching so that you won't miss the fun when that one gets closer. But that's one of the big things. And about at that same time, just because, and I think you said that you've even got Matt coming in to chat about the summer community band series, but the Arts Council's really just wanting to get on board with helping promote them. Music is such an important art form. And we have this incredible group of community citizens. Some are younger and maybe high school or college students, but at least as many, if not far more, are adults who just love music. Some of them are maybe music educators. Some of them are just people who continue to play their instrument. My clarinet sits on a shelf in a bedroom in the basement, and I don't think anybody should ever touch it again. But these are just adults who love music. And those are the Tuesdays in June, the second, third, and fourth Tuesdays in June. And I know you'll hear more from Matt, but I want to give people a heads up and also be watching us to share that information as well. And then one of the big things that we've got here is the summer classes, as we mentioned. Those are going to kick off the first week in June. We've got our theater class starting, two theater classes starting the first week in June. They'll culminate after 2 weeks with a performance. Plenty of room in those classes yet. And those are the only theater classes we're offering for that age group. Catherine Trishman is unable to be having a class with us, but Hannah Dreiling, Hannah Kyle Dreiling, has been doing this for us for years. She's a speech pathologist and works in the Roosevelt building, but she's been involved in the performing arts for practically her whole life and does an amazing job with the young people. They love working with Hannah. So if you're interested in your young person, especially those that have just come out of Famous Figures, those are a few of them who we've seen signing up for this, please check into that. But that will be the weeks of June 8, 5 to 8, Monday through Thursday, then 12 to 15, Monday through Thursday. But Friday the 16th, you would need to be there because that's the morning of the performance, which is skits, short plays, monologues by the older group of students, because there's two age categories. And so it's really an awesome, awesome day. But it'll be 2 weeks of great work. And actually, this year we even have a class. We've had a lot of people saying, oh, I've got a 5- and 6-year-old, even, you know, 7, because we only started 8, that like doing, you know, things like that, or play acting, or, you know, acting out stories and things. So we're giving that a shot this summer. In fact, in July, we've got it called Acting It Out. And we all know little kids are good at acting out. And so we are going to be having an opportunity for them in July, but then a lot of our other favorite classes, The Call of the Wild, where we bring the critters out from Sternberg and have projects that are associated with that. And we've got a beads and bangles class. We've got several sessions of a 2-hour-a-day, 2-day. It's a 2-day workshop, 2 hours a day. They're, you know, always, you know, like say Tuesday, Wednesday, or Wednesday, Thursday. We've got 5 of those because we know that in the times that we're in now, kids are very mobile in the summer, and they don't always have big periods of time to commit to a week or 2-week-long class, or they come and visit grandma and grandpa or their cousins for short periods of time. So we threw those in. So you're there for 2 hours for 2 days in a row. And so it's just a great way to get lots of arts and crafts fun and not just be in and out real fast. And they're not drop-ins. They are scheduled, organized classes. So you're there for, you know, 10 to noon or 1:15 to 3:15 as they are. Art and imagination classes, mosaic magic. We've got a painting class that's going to meet for an hour, you know, about an hour and 15 minutes a day, 2 different age groups, and kind of playing around with painting in different forms. So, you know, instead of just learning all the sort of traditional, sort of clean and, you know, very, very representational methods, you know, playing around with maybe some unusual painting forms, whether it's the mark making style of Van Gogh, so they're going to get a little art history, or the very kind of unencumbered style of like Pollock with, you know, the paint drizzles, and doing some of those different kinds of projects and styles of painting. Little art history, like I said, even thrown in there as you're inspired by some very well-known famous artists that, in this case, Amaya Gonzalez will be instructing students on. Grace Bleakle is another one of our summer teachers, and she's an instructor at Hayes High School and does a great job with the kids. She was there last year. We've got a 1-day class right before the 4th of July called Red, White, and Blue. So anybody that's in town that Monday visiting family or is here or whatever, it's a great class to just go, let's plug something in for that little bridge between Tuesday's 4th of July activities. Our paper doll fashion fun class again, which is the coolest thing, the way these young people design clothing ideas and colors and, you know, accessories and sparkles. And so there's a variety, and that is all on our website. If you go to our website, you'll right on our homepage, you can link to it right there, or go to the drop down for youth programming under summer classes. But great fun. And there are a few things that are starting to get filled up. And so I don't want anybody to miss out if you really want something. So definitely get on that. I know with school just ending here today, this is usually when panic mode hits for parents. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, let's find something for the rest of the summer. So we know that the next few days and early next week, there'll be a little bit more fast and furious action. But the people that have been waiting for this, that come in with like literally selecting several things for their children, a bunch of those have already been coming in, but nothing is full yet. But I wouldn't wait on it if you know what you want. And the good news is usually by now people know when their swimming lessons are going to be or their, you know, science camps at Fort Hayes. So it's great. We've got something throughout June and July that you'll be able to tuck in to whatever you've already got and really make your summer program work for the kids. But yeah, it's going to be another wonderful summer in that regard.
Excellent. You know, and I don't have the list in front of me, but the other thing that I like about these programs is they are very, very affordable.
Oh,
you
they're very
the
affordable.
Super low.
They are. And the fee on that, there is no extra taxes. There's no extra supplies. We want to be able to pay our instructors something that's at least not disrespectful. Nobody's getting rich on these, I can tell you. But we have, you know, but they're putting in time. They're organizing things. We do buy supplies. We want them to work with decent quality materials, depending on what the class is. So we have a lot of behind the scenes expenses, but we keep the classes very affordable and decently sized. I've got double instructors on a few things. So there's a few things we can allow to get a little larger because we'll literally have two adults working with the students on those same projects. But for the most part, the classes aren't real big. And so it's a really good experience. And it's not just drop in and it's not glorified babysitting. There really are planned, detailed, organized projects within the ideas and things that the kids will be expecting and or doing in those classes. So some things that'll be more, you know, sort of art education lessons, some things that'll just be the free expression of arts and crafts and having the opportunity to just paint or just create or just get your hands into the paper mache or whatever it might be. But a good variety of those things. Yeah, it's great, really great. And people do respond. And we've just had a really good time for decades and decades and decades of doing this now.
Yeah. And you know what else I like about them? They are a way to socialize for those kiddos.
They are.
So often in this day and age, I think those kiddos kind of isolate and they miss their friends from school. And this is a great way to hook up with them, but also meet new people.
Absolutely. Because, you know, the kids are random. And sometimes we even get some students in from out of town. We often get at least a few families that are homeschool families because they want those opportunities, you know, for the kids, because anything that happens during the year is in the homeschool environment, which, you know, most of those are run very effectively. But to be out in classes and sessions with other kids and, like you said, some of the socialization and just the engagement and interaction and all the classes, the theater classes, the two theater classes for the students, the ones that start that first 2 weeks of June, those will be at the 12th Street Auditorium. We do them early because we know how warm it gets in there. Jeffrey spent a fair amount of time in there.
Yeah,
it can be very unpleasant.
Very.
Yeah. And so that's why we go with the beginning. But if you love theater and the performing arts, as obviously we do because we've spent time in there, you dismiss it. But the earlier in the summer, the better it is for the kids. But everything else will be in our annex at 1010 Main. That's kind of targeted as our educational thing. We always have exhibits in for art, you know, art walks and things, but that's where all of our art classes will be. So right on Main Street. So right in the heart of downtown, it's a great opportunity to hang out there and even spend a little bit of time and things. But yeah, just keep an eye on our Facebook page. Be watching. I'm going to get the Famous Figures album of those images and the Creative Writing album up here real soon. Going to be showcasing a lot more on the Smoky Hill itself and both on Facebook and our website. So follow us on Facebook because we also share and promote a lot of the incredible arts and cultural things in our community because it's important, you know, we're all in this together kind of thing. And check out our website, tons of stuff on there. So we're just, if you have any questions, give us a call. But keep in mind that weekend of June 16, 17, and 18, because as it gets closer, we'll also be talking about Paper Moon event, which will be shown free, working with the CVB and the McCracken organization. So just do a little bit of reminder about the 50th anniversary of that project. So yeah, it will not be a quiet summer.